This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
When our Marines are sent to Lebanon on a multinational peacekeeping mission with the consent of the United States Congress, were murdered in their sleep. The Blame America First crowd didn't blame the terrorist who murdered the Marines. They blamed the United States.
She will be remembered as a strong spokesman for American interests and American principles, and a key participant in the Reagan years, in those years where the U.S. won the Cold War without firing a shot and helped liberate hundreds of millions of people in Russia and East Europe.
I am under no illusion why I am sitting before you today. The war in Iraq. Addressing the challenges we face in Iraq must and will be my highest priority if confirmed.
Mr. Gates, do you believe that we are currently winning in Iraq?
No, sir.
I'd like to follow on just what Senator Levin said. We are not winning the war in Iraq. Is that correct?
That is my view, yes, sir.
And therefore, the status quo is not acceptable.
That is correct, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no magic formula that will solve the problems of Iraq. But to give the Iraqi government a chance to succeed, United States policy must be focused more broadly than on military strategy alone or on Iraq alone.
If the Iraqi government does not make substantial progress toward the achievement of milestones, the United States then should reduce its political, military, or economic support for the Iraqi government.
This report gives a very tough assessment of the situation in Iraq. It is a report that brings some really very interesting proposals.
I can say that as I leave at the end of my second,
and the good Lord willing my last, I do leave believing, as I did 30 years ago, that America is a truly great nation.
This is the last day that we will be together on this floor during my speakership. 8 years ago, you elected me as your speaker. I said at the time that it was not a job which I sought, but it was one in which I would embrace with enthusiasm and determination.